This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 25th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a sunny day across major cities in Israel. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying clear skies. The temperatures are mild and perfect for strolling outside. Meanwhile, in Haifa, the weather remains pleasant with a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier today that the IDF carried out strikes on Hezbollah rocket launchers in southern Lebanon. The strikes targeted areas including Deir el-Zarani and Reman. Also, I-24 News noted earlier this hour that the IDF detained 11 individuals after a group of Palestinians infiltrated the restricted Jenin camp area. Also this hour, Walla reports an unusual incident where about 20 suspects breached IDF blockades in Jenin. The IDF continues to search for more than 10 individuals who were apprehended. Separately, the JNS mentions a significant IDF response in Lebanon following a ceasefire violation by Hezbollah. Rockets were fired into Israel as former President Trump announced an extension on a fighting pause. And finally, according to JNS from earlier today, the IDF responded to a ceasefire breach by Hezbollah, marking an escalation in tensions. Here's what people are saying online. Tia Masudin, who was born and raised in Israel and is not Jewish, posted just minutes ago, sharing that the only threats faced were from Palestinian jihadists, not Israeli authorities. Ariel Ozeran, a journalist, posted earlier today about Iran's president urging citizens to reduce electricity use amidst infrastructure attacks. Alex Plitzas, a security analyst, noted earlier that Iran aims for a conditional ceasefire that provides economic relief without major concessions. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strikes in southern Lebanon, according to the Jerusalem Post, these targeted Hezbollah rocket launchers north of the forward defense line. The operation aims to neutralize threats posed by Hezbollah's military network. This move underscores ongoing regional tensions. Turning to the situation in Jenin, I-24 News reported that IDF forces intercepted and detained individuals who breached protocols in a restricted area. This marks a rare security lapse in a zone with tight military control. The incident raises questions about security measures in place. Meanwhile, the breach of IDF blockades in Jenin, as reported by Walla, highlights ongoing tensions in the region. Despite the presence of security measures, about 20 individuals managed to infiltrate the refugee camp. This challenges the effectiveness of current blockade strategies. On the diplomatic front, the JNS article on the IDF's response to Hezbollah's ceasefire violation emphasizes the fragility of current peace efforts. The rocket fire into Israel occurred as diplomatic channels were attempting to negotiate a pause in fighting. This development complicates potential peace talks. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports that Ondas Israel will protect World Cup venues from drones with its Centrex technology. This innovation aids in tracking and mitigating unauthorized drone activities. Separately, CTech highlights the collaborative efforts between China and Israel in tech innovation. This partnership is positioned as a strategic move to address mutual development challenges. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses the volatile nature of the digital currency market. Potential investors are cautioned about the complexities and less optimistic realities within the crypto universe. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.